This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The special counsel probe of the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign may be over, but there is an ongoing political battle of words, and President Donald Trump seems to relish his leading role. Here is AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In a campaign speech in Grand Rapids, Michigan, President Trump celebrates the end of the Mueller investigation.
After 3 years of lies and smears and slander, the Russia hoax is finally dead.
During the rally in which he claimed vindication, Trump also claimed the investigation was a conspiracy by his political opponents.
This was nothing more than a sinister effort to undermine our historic election victory and to sabotage the will of the American people.
Trump also called Democratic presidential candidates radical and the Green New Deal a dangerous reinvention of society. I'm Tim McGuire.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump and his Republican allies on Capitol Hill are demanding that the Democrat, Adam Schiff, resign as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
At a rare public hearing, Mike Conaway said fellow GOP members want Schiff to quit as chairman for promoting a false narrative.
Your actions, both past and present, are incompatible with your duty as chairman of this committee.
Schiff angrily listed meetings the president's inner circle held with Russians and the president's own bid to build a Trump Tower in Moscow.
There's a different word for that than collusion. And it's called compromise.
The dispute continued outside, with top House Republican Kevin McCarthy saying Schiff must go.
There's nothing that could come from this committee that can be trusted.
But Speaker Nancy Pelosi backs Schiff and says Republicans are afraid he'll find the truth.
I think they're just scaredy cats.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
For all the day's news, there is VOAnews.com online. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says he has had constructive talks with Chinese Vice Premier Liu He in Beijing. Talks aimed at ending the U.S.-China trade war, during which each country has imposed punishing tariffs on the other. President Trump says he is confident the U.S. can strike a deal with China, and his economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the talks are not time-dependent and could last weeks or months. The president of South Korea will travel to the U.S. next month with hopes of jump-starting stalled talks with North Korea. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
Officials say South Korean President Moon Jae-in is planning a summit with President Trump aimed at reviving nuclear diplomacy with North Korea. This will be their first meeting since Trump's second summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un collapsed over sanctions. South Korea is pushing to expand ties and business dealings with the North, but that won't work unless Pyongyang takes significant steps toward denuclearization. Jackie Quinn, Washington. New Zealand.